The world champions of Little League Baseball will be paraded around their hometown of Chula Vista, California tonight. Last Sunday, the Parkview All-Stars beat Taiwan in the Little League World Series championship game. Now, the young All-Stars have brought newfound fame and attention to their mostly Latino community near the U.S.-Mexico border. Anna Tintakalis of member station KPBS has their story.
Life is just not the same in Chula Vista. Named one of the 10 most boring cities in America by Forbes magazine late last year, the town has since come alive thanks to 12 Little League champs.
Our motivation was definitely trying to put Chula Vista on the map and just bring it home.
That's 13-year-old Luke Ramirez, the team's 6'2" powerhouse hitter, who all the girls love.
Yeah.
It seems everywhere the boys turn now, people are screaming their names or wanting autographed baseballs.
What does that say?
Those all their team names.
Players Jensen Peterson and Oscar Castro say they knew they were going to get some attention.
Not like this much, we're just like all over the place.
A few months ago, we were like, no one even knew us that much.
Yeah, only people in our district knew about us, not like all over the state or all over the city.
And all over the nation. The television audience for the Little League World Series was the largest ever.
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel proud. This is our home area. This is it. This is Chula Vista.
Stephen White is a science teacher at Rancho Del Rey Middle School, where 6 of the boys attend classes.
You got a lot of hardworking people. Both dual-income families are working hard. Everybody who lives here is just a good, all-American person who does what they can just to survive, and they raise their kids as best they can.
Chula Vista is located near the border, just south of San Diego. It's been hard hit by the foreclosure crisis, with the highest rates in the county. The large majority of families here are second, third, or fourth-generation Mexican-Americans. That's reflected in this Little League team, with names like Kiko Garcia, Oscar Castro, and Isaiah Armenta.
I call him El Torito in Spanish. Because when he bats, he moves his feet like a bull.
That's Isaiah's mom, Marta Armenta. She says even diehard Little League fans had no clue where Chula Vista was or what this team was all about. Armenta says even in the innocent world of Little League baseball, there was some ugliness.
They had said that all they have to do is beat the little Mexicans. And I was insulted. You know, we have a mixture. We do have a lot of Latinos, but we have a Hawaiian child. You know, we have an African-American child. You know, we're the melting pot team.
And Armenta says it's the boys who are giving the city a new face with their intelligence and style. And the city's gone all out to celebrate their hometown heroes, gathering at local bars to cheer on every World Series match, throwing all school assemblies with marching bands and balloons. Last night, the boys were on The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
Please welcome the Blue Bombers, the Chula Vista Parkview Little League All-Stars.
They've also hit up a San Diego Chargers practice. Tonight, a citywide parade. And next week, they get a trip to Washington, D.C., where they'll meet President Barack Obama. For NPR News, I'm Anna Tintakalis in San Diego.